Doc, yep. I thought of one other thing. You've talked before about bunions.
Yes.
And I know somebody that wants to have surgery to remove them, and you've said before it's just a waste of time because they're just going to grow back.
Yep.
And you've talked before about the reasons, the real causes behind it. Well, if somebody does correct the causes, you know, the calcium problems, the gait problems, and so forth, there's still the bunion there. Might it be appropriate to do the surgery and then correct the other thing so it doesn't come back, or will the bunion go away by itself?
Well, it's unlikely it'll go away by itself because, generally speaking, the person who has this is older and will have low hydrochloric acid. So there won't be any real easy way to catabolize that that calcium deposit that's there, that buildup that's there.
Actually, but this person is a woman in her late 30s or early 40s.
Very unusual. Then she's had an injury in childhood. So yeah. What you're going to need to do is find the interference fields. Almost for sure it's at the low back. This has allowed a lot of torque and unusual force to the foot. So, she may need some sort of an arch support. She may need to do a lot of things. But I would say that until and unless you're sure that the walk and the distribution of the weight is all the same, I'd not be touching that bunion because it's just going to come right back at you like a banshee.
Right. Well, a couple of factors are she does have four children. She has been a runner, and she's somewhat overweight.
Uh-huh. Those are not the issues. The issue would be a bad fall in childhood, an injury to the tailbone, an injury to the lower vertebrae, the lumbar area. That's what you're looking for, so that the feet no longer, the weight is no longer distributed correctly to sustain the arch. When the arch starts to collapse, the weight is redistributed on the foot. When that happens, then the body may create support, extra support, which is the bunion, okay?
Yes. Well, is there any point, though, in going ahead and having the surgery?
Well, remember, I said if you do that and you haven't taken care of the issues, you're just looking at it coming back. First, you got to be sure you've cleared all. Then see what's happening. She's so young, the body may be able to break that down.
I see. And worst case scenario, later
you cut it off.
The surgery.
Of course.
Right. And then, of course, do mud packings afterward to clear that interference.
Of course. Okay.
Thanks a lot, Doc.
You're welcome, Biden.